against Bitcoin.
It's going up forever, Warren.
You're against Bitcoin. You're against freedom.
Welcome to Simply Bitcoin Lab, your number one source for the peaceful Bitcoin revolution cover. You can use culture, medic, warfare. We will be your guide through the separation of money and state. Ladies and gentlemen, we are streaming live from El Salvador at the Having Party. We're here with one of the organizers and legendary memer, Greg Zag. How you doing, Greg?
I'm doing well.
That was a very special moment yesterday. We were looking at each other. Everyone's like, look, like, Greg, I can't believe you looked at Nico that way. And I'm just like pointing out to everybody that he was looking at my hamburger that way.
I was so hungry. I'd been running around all day and, carrying a lot of heavy stuff, sweating my ass off. And then you hopped on stage with that cheeseburger and I was super jealous. I couldn't even look at the people in the audience anymore. I was just staring at that burger and you wouldn't give me any.
I literally ate like five of them. They were delicious.
On stage?
Yes. No, I'm not on stage. On stage, I only ate one, but I ate like five of those cheeseburgers. They were absolutely delicious.
It's part of the experience is the cheeseburger.
Anyways, it's been absolutely epic at the Having Party. They've put together a great Bitcoin event. I wouldn't call it like a Bitcoin conference, like a party. Like
it's the Having Party. It's an event.
It's an event, right?
You know. Wait. Can I acknowledge the fact that I got rug pulled? I thought this was a party and not a conference, Greg. Can you acknowledge the elephant in the room?
This is a party. We have a drinking game tonight. What are you talking about? It's the Thirsty Bits drinking competition this evening. So come and join us for that.
Anyways, this has been absolutely epic. El Salvador has been epic. It's a beautiful resort. So we're going to stream live for you guys. We're going to have a great show today. And I put Brian Armstrong on the thumbnail, and I can see that already triggered a lot of people. It was recently announced that finally Coinbase, which is so funny, they're going to use a third party to integrate Lightning. Like all their 3,000 employees, like they can't do it themselves. They're going to use a third party to do it. Look, whatever.
They need a way for Coinbase to go down when price rockets. So they have to implement a third party that they can break when they need to.
That they can blame.
So yeah, I find that part funny. Like they hate Bitcoin so much. They're just like, you know what? We're going to do it. But look,
this is why it took them so many years. They had to find a way to break layer two before they implemented it.
Exactly. And it kind of defeats the purpose of a lot of the shit coins that they're selling. They're peddling to their clients and customers and whatnot. Okay, so why is this a big deal? And the reason that it's a big deal is because Coinbase, as much as you dislike them, right, and I completely agree, Bitcoin Well is the best place to build your automatic self-custody Bitcoin stack. They have 100 million clients, right? And a lot of them are going to get exposed to the Lightning Network for the first time. And that's kind of a big deal. And especially like I just bought these waters not too long ago. And I asked the lady at the front desk, I'm like, I don't have cash on me. She's like, no, don't worry. You can pay in Bitcoin. Literally, I went to the convenience store, took out my Zeus wallet, connected with my GetAlbi account. And paid in Lightning. This is absolutely surreal. So, this is a real thing. I told you guys on yesterday's show or the day before, I paid the immigration fee, whatever, with Lightning as well. It's crazy. I've been using Bitcoin to like transact in the country. It's legal tender. It's absolutely surreal. So it is a big deal. This is a massive deal that Coinbase finally begrudgingly is integrating Lightning, and it's absolutely hilarious because they're using a third party to do so. So
standard.
Anyways, yeah. So it's going to be epic. And the Having Party today, we got some interesting events. Greg, you want to drop some sauce?
Yeah.
Some
give tidbits? Them. Leave the audience with some FOMO before you got to run to the main stage.
All right. So we've got a couple of games planned for everybody. We've got a basketball shootout with Sean today. We've got the Thirsty Bitch drinking competition every morning for people who are less inclined for the drinking and more inclined for the sporting. We have running and workouts. And then just because it is Bitcoin central, we are going to have a few like workshops. So we've got MTC BTC doing a border wallet session today. He's going to use a child on stage to show how easy it is to memorize the pictures instead of a seed phrase. Ooh. Make it easier to cross borders with your Bitcoin. We've got Preston Pish and Lawrence Lepard talking about the downfall of the dollar today, and we've got Anders doing a toxic happy hour today. We've got events full that folks can come to, or if you want to just hang by the pool or at the beach and have some cervezas, that is perfectly fine too.
That's where I'm at.
I lost Opti once again yesterday.
No, you didn't. My phone didn't work when I landed in El Salvador, and I somehow made it to the hotel. It was a treacherous trek, but I'm here. I made it.
I also discovered that Opti...
don't say this.
Opti's a very responsible individual. and also we have a Simply Bitcoin Live that we're doing from the beach as well, but yes. It's definitely not going to be live because there's no internet there, but
it will still be recorded, right?
It will be recorded.
Like all of y'all's
ESP spaces.
So it will be live.
For people that are there. Yeah. So technically it is live. Anyways, we also have a very special guest.
to answer your question, five.
We also have a very special guest today. We have Satoshi Nakamoto himself. We have Sat. How you doing, Satoshi?
I'm doing good. I'm not Satoshi Nakamoto. I know who Satoshi is, and I'm not saying.
Wow.
Because Satoshi lives.
Bars.
Whoa, I was joking about him being Satoshi Nakamoto. Now I'm not so... that's crazy, Sat. Just dropping fire. Anyways, so we have Sat on today. We're going to talk to him during the culture segment. Opti, what do we have lined up?
Yeah, so Sat is the developer of Lightning Goat. So, guys, we want to do a live stress test. And you guys can do this live. You can. I think it's feeding goats. With Lightning, as Sat said before we went live, Lightning Goats is doing more for Lightning than Coinbase ever was. So shouts out to Sat out there. But yeah, guys, we got Sat from Lightning Goats, and I think we got a great show for you guys. So this is gonna be great.
Yeah, absolutely, it's gonna be great. And once again, guys, we've been streaming all week from El Salvador, the land of freedom, land of opportunity, land of prosperity. And we got one more show for you guys tomorrow from El Salvador as well. And then next week, Opti and I and the whole Simply crew really is gonna be in Texas for BitBlock Boom, which is gonna be absolutely awesome. Anyways, no more delays. Jump straight into the show. But before we do that, I do want to give a very, very special shout out to our sponsor. And of course, I am talking about... It's very hard to do on the fly. Here we go. And of course, I am talking about Bitcoin Well. Bitcoin Well is the best place to build your automatic self-custody Bitcoin stack. That's right. You can't buy Bitcoin on Bitcoin Well unless you're going to take self-custody, which perfectly aligns with the Simply Bitcoin ethos of the separation of money and state. They're a publicly traded company coming out of Canada, recently expanded to all 50 states, and they're on a mission to enable independence. So go check out BitcoinWell.com today. They also have the Bitcoin Well jackpot contest. That's not updated, but currently the current jackpot is roughly about 4.1 million sats. I think it's definitely a little bit higher than that by now. The way that you enter is you go to bitcoinwell.com/contest. You sign up to the platform, you buy Bitcoin, you earn points, and then you could put those points towards the contest. If you're an existing user of Bitcoin Well, you go to the rewards section on the Bitcoin Well dashboard, and you can, every time you buy Bitcoin, you earn points, like I said, and then you can contribute that to the jackpot. They've also given away prizes as well, like a Seb Bunny book, passport by Foundation Devices, and seed plates. So, go check out bitcoinwell.com. It's the best place to build your automatic self-custody stack. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get to numbers. Let's do this. Here we go.
The Bitcoin numbers.
Is your Bitcoin in cold storage really secure? Is your seed phrase really secure? Stampseed's do-it-yourself kit has everything you need to hammer your seed words into commercial-grade titanium plates instead of just writing them on paper. Don't store your generational wealth on paper.
paper is prone to water damage, fire damage. You want to put your generational wealth on one of the strongest metals on planet Earth, titanium. Your words are actually stamped into this metal plate with this hammer and these letter stamps. And once your words are in, they aren't going anywhere. No risk of the plate breaking apart and pieces falling everywhere. Titanium stamped seeds will survive nearly triple the heat produced by a house fire. They're also crush-proof, waterproof, non-corrosive, and time-proof. All things that paper is not, allowing you to hodl your Bitcoin with peace of mind for the long haul. Stamp your seed on Stamp Seed.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I made it incredibly easy for you guys. What you could do is you could scan the QR code on your screen. It'll take you directly to the Stamp Seed website where you can use promo code SIMPLY to get 15% off. Don't store your generational wealth on paper. Store it on one of the strongest metals on planet Earth. Stamp it on titanium. For anyone who's confused, you don't send their seed. You don't send your seed phrase to Stamp Seed. They literally send you a stamp seed kit to your crib, to your house, where you can literally take a hammer and literally stamp it into titanium at home in the privacy of your own home, of course. So anyways, promo code SIMPLY for anything on their website. At the time of recording, the Bitcoin price is $68,030. Sats per dollar, 1,470. Block height, 837,693. Having estimate, April 20th. Oh, it's back to 420. Dude, it would be so fitting if the halving was on 420.
Miners, slow down the block propagation. We need the memes.
Opti literally has the horns as the top one.
That's the number one sound.
That is so dangerous. All right. Blocks to halving, 2,000. I already said that. Total Lightning Network capacity, 4,399. Bitcoin capacity value, $299 million. Realized monetary inflation, 1.73%. The market capitalization of Bitcoin currently sitting pretty at $1.34 trillion. Bitcoin versus gold market cap, 9.68%. Needs to get over that 10% number, of course. Anyways, the video that I want to talk to you guys about today is American HODL being American HODL. And he went on Peter McCormack's podcast, What Bitcoin Did. And I believe the name of the podcast, the name of that episode is You're Not Late to Bitcoin. So here's about a 1 minute clip. And again, shout out to American HODL and of course, Peter McCormack. So let's check it out.
I got a text yesterday from somebody saying, oh, I think I'm too late to buy some more. I always just reply, well, I'm not selling.
Yeah.
So what do you think I think?
Well, or people want the most annoying one is people want to know the next Bitcoin. What's the next Bitcoin, dude? dude, it's Bitcoin. Thanks. I fucking hate that question. My God. But no, I mean, the answer I say is just, hey, listen, you know, it was really expensive for me. Also, I felt like $200 Bitcoin was expensive. And like, I know that's a mind fuck when you hear that today. But eventually, here's the framework to think about. When the price moves $200 today, I don't notice it. It probably moved $200 100 times while we were having this conversation. I didn't notice or care. It doesn't mean anything to me. And eventually, one of these days, the price will move $65,000 and you literally won't notice or care. And I know that sounds stupid, but that is going to happen because are you really going to notice a difference between 2.62 million versus 2.68 million in your account? No, you're going to look at it and you're going to go, ah, still 2.6, still doing good. You're not going to really care about the 60 grand. So like the 60 grand, believe it or not, is de minimis. It's a rounding error, even though it's the price of a really pretty nice car.
So absolutely, you know, like, and I'll just like talk about it from like personal experience. Like Opti, do you remember when like we were buying, it was like $100 for a million sats. It was like the longest time. I think, you know, the cheapest I bought Bitcoin was like what, like $600-$700. And I was like, dude, like this is so expensive. You know, I missed the train, like, God damn it. People are buying this under $100. People are buying this at a dollar. And I was like, dude, this is so expensive. Now you tell me $600 Bitcoin. I'm like, bro, what the fuck? Like, holy shit. Like I want that. Right. So yeah, I completely agree with American HODL. I think he said like $300 Bitcoin. You know, once this thing inevitably reaches, you know, the millions of dollars, which again seems so like inconceivable at this moment, just like it seemed inconceivable that Bitcoin was going to be at 70. Imagine if you knew when Bitcoin was at like $600 or $300 in American HODL's case that, you know, this thing was going to hit $74,000. Like you would have done anything in your power to stack as much as humanly possible because of the, you know, the potential that was in front of you. And I think, you know, we're in this moment in time, and what was different back then, I would say from a risk adjusted perspective, I think right now it's a lot safer of a bet. And the reason for that is because you have public companies like MicroStrategy proving that the Bitcoin strategy is working. You have, of course, you know, beautiful countries like El Salvador, where we are right now, proving that, you know, adopting, you know, making Bitcoin legal tender was the right decision. Putting Bitcoin on the country's balance sheet was the right decision. Both Michael Saylor was vindicated, Nayib Bukele, not to mention, you know, the fact that the Bitcoin ETF is the most popular ETF in history. It's already in the top five out of 3,100 ETFs that are live currently in the US. And that's a big mother effing deal, right? So that's what I got to say about that, you know? So yeah, I agree with HODL. And another thing also with the early concept, I love the way that like Saylor describes it, where he's talking about like buying real estate in New York City. And it's like, yeah, like the best time was to buy it in the 1600s. And then the second best time was to buy it in the 1700s. And the best time was to buy it in the 1800s. But even if you bought it in the 1980s and 1990s, like that was an amazing trade. So I really see it like that. And the reason for that is because, you know, real estate in New York is scarce. There's only so, like, it's literally an island, right? Like there's only so much place to build, right? And I would say Bitcoin is absolutely scarce. Like, we know that there's only 21 million Bitcoin, estimated 3 to 4 million are lost, 1 million are Satoshi's coins, who's on the live show today. And, yeah, so, you know, I agree with HODL. I still think we're early. I still think there's a tremendous amount of opportunity, a minimum of 100x, like minimum. Anyways, Opti, what's your take on this? And then we'll pass it on to Sat.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I really love HODL's framing. And, you know, maybe I'm like a HODL stan because he was like my big brother when I first got into Bitcoin. He was like yelling at us on Twitter, like, yo, stack your balls off. You don't want to miss this opportunity. So I absolutely love HODL's framing on a lot of things. But like to his point, you know, he was buying at $200. He was saying that if you're just now buying Bitcoin at 65K, one day there will be times when the Bitcoin price moves by 65K and you're not even going to flinch about it. It's going to be normal. And I was thinking about myself. I got into Bitcoin at 10K. And now I know right now the meme is like Omega candle 10K movements. But like, I'm not going to be surprised when we're moving by 10K movements. And it's like it's happening in real time that the price movements after a certain while, maybe I'm like desensitized to it where it just like doesn't really affect me. You know, it's like, yeah, OK, my net worth just got decimated, but at least I'm holding sats. I can get more sats. Like the name of the game is acquiring more Bitcoin. And then to your point, me and Nico still do the math of a million sats equals $100. And then you go do math and it's like, wait, it's like $700 for a million sats right now. Like, this is crazy. And really, I always go back to one fundamental idea. And I know you guys don't talk to people outside of Bitcoiners in real life, but if you do have conversations with normal people, you ask them about Bitcoin, most of them think you're still crazy. To me, that just is more signs that we're early to this thing. I know there's statistics out there of like, there's what, maybe like 1% of the population are Bitcoiners right now. But I venture to guess that even in that 1%, it's an even smaller percentage of people that are actually hardcore Bitcoiners, which just keeps showing me constantly that we're still super early to this. I mean, there might be 100 million people with Bitcoin exposure. There's 8 billion people on planet Earth. Like, you're still early to this. It's going up forever. Laura, like infinity divided by 21 million. If you think $70,000 Bitcoin is an expensive Bitcoin, then you really don't understand where this is going. Like, of course, $70,000 is pretty much, you know, a normal person's salary in America. So it is a lot of money when you think of it in that terms. But where you think this is going, it's literally a rounding error, like American HODL was saying. And I want to connect this to an idea we were talking about, I think at the beginning of the week or the end of last week. We were talking to our friend. And he said he was like chilling at the pool and talking to like high net worth individuals. I think the person he was talking to was like working at a bank. I forget the details. But anyways, it was a high net worth individual. And he basically was saying what we say all the time, where it's like, you don't care about the price of Bitcoin when you know it's going up forever. So like, they're moving slow. They don't care the difference between a 70K Bitcoin or a 55K Bitcoin or 70K and 100K Bitcoin. They're like, if this is going to $1 million, I really don't care when I buy Bitcoin. I just need to build a position. And this is where we're at right now. It doesn't matter the price of Bitcoin. The only thing that matters is the sat under your control that you control with your own private keys. That's what really matters here. And of course, back to the basic meme, you can buy a fraction of a Bitcoin. You don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin. You just continue to stack. It's either saving in dollars, something that loses value, or saving in something that stores the value long term. And that's Bitcoin. So we're still so early.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Anyways, I'm going to pass it on to Sat. Sat, what's your take on what American HODL was saying? Do you believe that we're still early? Do you still believe that there's opportunity for people that are looking into Bitcoin, but perhaps they feel a little bit sticker shocked by the price? What's your take on that?
Well, that's just fiat thinking, you know. It's never too late to stack sats. Someday in the future, that's all you're going to be able to do is stack sats. There won't be any dollars or rubles or other shit coins, you know. And I have to comment, you know, 60-something thousand, what is this? An Omega candle for ants? I mean, come on.
I love that. I love that. Yeah. And no, and I got to agree. I got to agree with that, you know. And again, I think these are the types of things where you only really realize as time progresses and you start to see it. There's no way. Like, we talk about it, right? We talk about $1 million Bitcoin. And, you know, as Bitcoiners, we know it's going to get there. It's absolute scarcity and all that stuff. But, you know, you don't really feel it. Like, you truly, truly feel it. Like, just like I knew that Bitcoin was going to be made legal tender, just like I knew like a public company was eventually going to buy this thing. It's one thing that you know that's going to happen because of the game theory. And then the other thing happening is essentially it actually happening, right? Like, I didn't know it was going to be Michael Saylor. I didn't know it was going to be El Salvador, right? So, you know, we know that it's going to hit $1 million. We just don't know when. And I think it's going to feel effing great when that happens. And I think, you know, when it gets to $1 million, then I think it's going to go to 2 million. Then it's going to go to 5 million. Then it's going to go to 10 million, right? What's the math? Infinity divided by 21 million. So yeah, I completely agree with American HODL. There's tremendous amount of opportunity here. And the only question is, are you going to get on the train or are you going to get left behind? Really, that's it.
It's what Pierre Rochard said. It's not going to $1 million per Bitcoin. It's going to $1 million per sat.
Dude, I gotta level up my game.
Cause dude, you're not bull-tarded
Pierre
enough.
Pierre Rochard is like, you know, he's like a serious guy. And like the conviction that he says it with, like, and it's like total deadpan, like 100% serious. He's like $1 million per sat. I can't even do it, bro. Like, he's so good at that, you know? So anyways, all right, ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about Coinbase adopting Lightning, kind of using a third party, what the implications of that are going to be. I think the implications personally are going to be absolutely huge. So let's get into it. Let's get to the news. Here we go. And someone in the comments said, BTC believer, can't wait till one sat equals $1. That's going to be awesome. I think that's $1 million per Bitcoin.
100 million.
100. It's 100. Oh, wow.
Mass is hard.
Let's get to 1 million first. All right, everybody. Let's hit the news. We have a lot to talk about. Let's check it out. Here we go. But before, I want to play this.
They expect, well, because they want to sell it eventually, Michael. I mean, let's be honest. Most of the people who are, yes, sure, some people pass it on to their children. But, like, most of the people who are buying assets at some point want to sell the assets at a profit. So
let me say it a different way.
Okay.
People that use fiat currency as a store of value, there's a name for them. We call them poor. Okay.
The Daily News.
I want to give a shout out to our sponsor, Foundation Devices. It's self-custody done right. They built a premium grade hardware wallet called Passport right here in the US. It's fully open source and verifiable. It's the most intuitive Bitcoin wallet designed with a UX reminiscent of a simple feature phone. So you will know how to navigate it and use it the moment you pick it up. Get your Bitcoin off exchanges and into your own hands in just a few minutes. Experience the peace of mind that comes with taking ownership of your own keys. After a massive sellout during Bitcoin Miami 2023, the Passport is back in stock at foundationdevices.com. Bitcoin only, open source verifiable, completely air gap security model, gorgeous design craft, premium grade materials. If you're thinking about getting your Bitcoin off exchanges, this is the one for you. Check out the Passport link in the show notes below to learn more.
All right, guys, before we jump into the news, you can use the QR code on your screen right now to take you directly to the Foundation Devices website where you can get yourself a Passport hardware wallet. Remember, guys, not your keys, not your cheese. If, you know, the Bitcoin that you're quote unquote buying is not in cold storage and you're the only person that has custody of those keys, it's not really your Bitcoin. Like, that's the reality. Self-custody is a revolution. Get yourself a hardware wallet. And of course, we recommend our sponsor, Passport by Foundation Devices. By the way, Opti said this to me the other day because I paired it up. If you pair up the Passport with the Envoy app, it is so freaking easy. It is awesome. It's a really, really great experience.
It's so smooth. I had way too much Bitcoin on a phone wallet. And I was like, all right, I'm going to El Salvador. I might lose my phone. And I set it up with Envoy. And I literally texted Nico after. I'm like, dude, it's so easy. It's such a smooth process. Absolutely love it. Wait, just flip the camera. No, we got Sessions here looking all right. Cute on the other side of this.
We're gonna work Session in. We'll work him in. Anyways, okay. So let's talk about this. I have Brian Armstrong on screen. Look, let's get Sessions in here. Yeah, I really want to get his thoughts as the premier Bitcoin tutorial. Here we go. Bombing the show. We're doing it live.
We'll do it live.
Okay. So why do I have a picture of Brian Armstrong on screen? This is going to be a very uncomfortable truth for a lot of Bitcoiners. Andres, can you move the camera back? It's going to be a very uncomfortable truth for a lot of Bitcoiners, but I'll show you the numbers. I think the numbers speak for themselves. Coinbase had 108 million users in 2022, up from 56 million people in 2021. This equates to 92.8% year-on-year growth. The platform's user base is up over 100x in the past 9 years. And recently, Coinbase just announced, of course, they can't use all their 3,000 or something developers. So they have to use a third party, which is hilarious. Coinbase partners with Lightspark for Lightning Network integration. This is something that Brian Armstrong promised for a very, very long time. And they finally, seems like they finally pulled the trigger. So I'm going to read some of this. Goes on to say, thrilled to announce that Coinbase has selected Lightspark to enable the Bitcoin Lightning Network across its platforms and services. Yet another significant milestone for Lightning to many millions of new people and 100 countries coming soon. It goes on to say, the integration allows Coinbase to benefit from scalable, reliable, and fully optimized node infrastructure that provides a deep suite of functionality through a simple and intuitive interface. It goes on to say, we're excited to partner with Lightspark to eliminate payment barriers and enable fast and cheaper Bitcoin transactions through support for the Bitcoin Lightning Network. That's a VP of Corporate and Business Development at Coinbase. It's interesting that they say it because it kind of defeats the purpose of a lot of the shitcoins that they're peddling to people, right? Lighting up all the Coinbase touchpoints with Lightning will profoundly impact the overall network usage at a time when it's needed most. Given the rising price of Bitcoin and Bitcoin Layer 1 fees, added Lightspark in the press release. Brian Armstrong with a tweet, has been great working with Lightspark on our Lightning integration, which should be launching soon. So I'm going to say this, and I know it's going to unsettle a lot of Bitcoiners. This man right here, the CEO and founder of the world's largest shitcoin casino, which also, by the way, custodies the vast majority of the Bitcoin ETFs, Bitcoin. This man right here, I'm telling you, I'm going to get shit for it, but I'm going to say it anyway, has probably done more for Lightning adoption than anyone else just because of the amount of users that Coinbase has. That just the reality. I read you guys there. It's 100 million users. No Bitcoin on-ramp even comes close to that. I'm sure they will one day. Shout out Bitcoin Well. But right now, just Coinbase has a huge head start. They've been around since 2013. They entice people with, you know, all these gains and memes coins and all this bullshit. But, you know, maybe they let the Lightning Network Trojan horse in, man. And maybe it is a unpopular opinion, but I'm going to stick to it, dude. Like, the fact that they have so many users and they're integrating Lightning Network to the platform,
like it's a massive deal. And as much as Bitcoiners hate Coinbase.
Yeah, I would echo that 100%. I there's a lot of stuff that Brian Armstrong does that I do not like. This is not one of those things. And, you know, at the end of the day, yeah, they've got a massive user base. I think, you know, you're right in terms of how much this will do for Lightning, like in terms of number of new users that will now be privy to Lightning. This single move, yes, that does a lot. But why did he make that move? Because of the work that the people did before him, right? You got Mallers out there. You got all these people that have been championing Lightning and building out the infrastructure. And you have all of the plebs that have been like, guys, what are you doing? Well, like, how are you still not on Lightning? And like, I guess better late than never, you know, but it was, I think they got to a point where they could not ignore it anymore, right? Like we're in a country right now where like everybody has a Lightning wallet, right? Like this is, you can't, it's too big to ignore. And this is the reality of it. And I love what you said. This absolutely, all of the use case of it's fast and quick, use Nano, like go fuck yourself.
it defeats the purpose. And also, you know, Ben, you dedicate your life to making some of the best tutorials in Bitcoin, right? And some of those tutorials are related to Lightning wallets. And I think I even called you when Wallet of Satoshi got rugged in the US, and I'm like, bro, like, and I said bluntly, I'm like, this Lightning fucking sucks. Cause it wasn't like whatever. I ended up figuring it out. I had GetAlbi. I connected it with my Zeus wallet. Aren't you proud of me? And now it works flawlessly. And then of course the Primal app is so badass, right? With the wallet kind of integrated, and I kind of figured it out, and I had to like, you know, figure out, cause I love Lightning. I love the user kind of experience. So like, you know, from a tutorial basis, I mean, dude, you're going to get a fuck ton of views when a lot of these shitcoiners start using the Lightning Network.
Yeah, that's probably a good thing that I should probably be.
Are you a fan of Brian Armstrong?
I wouldn't go that far, but, you know, maybe he'll funnel some more viewership. Unfortunately, what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to get a Coinbase account and show how to do a Lightning withdrawal.
Dude, that's a, oh my God.
Wow, entering the dark side.
It's going to be, I'll be like, here's how to withdraw from Coinbase for the last time via Lightning.
Dude, yeah, it's so crazy. It's so crazy. But look, also, you said a really good point, and I do want to bring that up, right? We would not be here without all the Lightning devs, without the massive peer pressure on Twitter. Who was it that initially called out Brian?
It was Joe. So Joe Nakamoto was like, it was kind of giving him shit, like as he does as a friendly, yeah, you know, lovable Brit. But nonetheless, he was giving him some shit. And then he said, Brian said that he would send him some Bitcoin, and Joe threw up a Lightning address. And Brian thought it was an email address. He didn't understand what it was. And like, wow. That's how uninformed he was very recently on Lightning. So like, you know, maybe this is all thanks to Joe in the end.
Dude, shout out Joe Nakamoto for pushing Lightning Network adopt. Literally, it wasn't Brian, guys. It was Joe Nakamoto that this is literally going to fundamentally change the face of the planet for convincing Brian Armstrong to adopt the Lightning Network. And I'm just curious, like, I wonder what a lot of the Coinbase users are going to think with all the shit coins. Like, why should they buy a lot of them?
It'll be hilarious to watch the cognitive dissonance, yeah, of like, oh wow, I withdrew in seconds and it was cheap. As long as, you know how some exchanges will still, they'll tack on like a big fee regardless of how, yeah, efficient it is. Yeah. And like, you know, there's exchanges where forever Coinbase wasn't batching transactions until there was such a pushback. There, Coinbase is like the biggest behemoth that is the slowest to move, right? And so it's just, they don't do things till they have to. They don't add SegWit till they have to. They don't add batching transactions or BEC32 addresses or any of these things until they have to. Unless it's Bitcoin Cash and you want a ninja launch.
Yeah, man. It's you know, it's kind of like the evil empire, and you know, it's the way that I see it. Again, they've caused so much damage. You could say that they've slowed down the adoption of Bitcoin. And, you know, so, but okay.
So this is the announcement. Let's see how the rollout's going to be. We're going to tune into BTC Sessions tutorial on it. Let's see if it is an actual, Lightning Network integration and it actually functions like a Lightning wallet. But if this news is true about this announcement, it looks legit. This is a big effing deal for the Lightning Network. This is a lot of adoption. It's a lot of people that are getting exposure to, oh, wow, Bitcoin really, like, Bitcoin's actually pretty fast. Like, I don't have to use layer one Bitcoin. Anyways, Opti, what's your take? And then we'll get our guest take.
Yeah, so, I mean, my first take is kind of adding to what you guys are saying. We say it all the time, the free market will finally force your hand. And as much bad as Brian Armstrong and Coinbase has done for Bitcoin, we do have to applaud him when he does something good. Maybe you don't have to become fanboys, but this is good for Bitcoin. And really, I'm just going to double down on the idea of like, doesn't this necessarily break his whole business model of being a shitcoin casino? And now they're using Lightning. Like, what's the point of all these other shitcoins? Remember how many times Coinbase has FUDded Bitcoin? Be like, oh, it's slow and clunky, and there's only, what, 7 transactions per block or whatever. What? No, 7 transactions per second. And now they're using Lightning. And to Ben's point, with Joe Nakamoto and Brian Armstrong, it just goes to show that if you spend so much time in the shitcoin corner, you don't understand all of the stuff being developed on Bitcoin, and you're literally, like, to your own detriment, falling behind. It's like, how long has he been in Bitcoin? He's been FUDding Lightning Network for years now. And then when you go to ask him to use it, he's like, wait, like, what is this thing? And you're just like, you're literally like one of the biggest Bitcoin companies in the space, and you don't know what's going on Bitcoin development because you're so focused on shitcoins that it just goes to show, like, shitcoins are bad for you. Do not research shitcoins. It's Bitcoin only. This is why it's simply Bitcoin in the first place. But again, the numbers, what was it? That was like 2022 to 108 million users. That has to have gone up. As we are all joking in the chat, maybe now Coinbase won't go down because, there won't be a need for them to go down on the back end because people are using Lightning. And the amount of exposure that just everyday new person is going to get to Lightning will prove to them that Bitcoin works. It's going to get mass adopted. People are improving this. And I'm not the biggest fan of Coinbase and Brian Armstrong, but like, you just love to see it. It just goes to show that more people are going to start using Bitcoin. They're going to go down the Bitcoin rabbit hole, and they're going to realize that Bitcoin is the future, and they don't need to gamble on shit coins. Unless you know you're gambling, then by all means, do your degen behavior. But Bitcoin works. Lightning works. And now I'm sure they're going to have a huge node. They'll probably be a pretty decent routing node. So, like, you just love to see that they are catching up to it.
That is so, like, you're just saying that. I'm like, there's no fucking way.
There's no way.
There's no way. Like, what is it? It's like, oh, man. Like,
and then also, can we acknowledge the fact that what's the company that David Market, LightSpark or Lightning Spark? Did they have to pay a $10,000 fee to use this? Maybe there's a benefit to this, but they could do the same thing. Obviously, it's a little more manual, and it's probably better to have a third party like you guys are saying. So there's someone to blame. But hey, you just love to see it that more people are adopting Lightning.
I love how they have, like, bro, it's like a massive public company. They have all these developers and engineers, and like, they just avoid. But it's like, no, like, let's just use a third party for this Bitcoin thing. This money is going to absolutely change the world. Let's just not build out our own Lightning infrastructure. Let's just rely on a third party. I find that absolutely hilarious.
I think the best thing is that I mean, Coinbase is the greatest champion of third parties. it's kind of their thing, guys.
So I'm do you think Brian Armstrong's probably going to watch your tutorial?
I was in the Coinbase documentary because of a video that I made called Why Delete Coinbase, and it was 30 minutes long of reasons to delete Coinbase, and there were many. If I were to redo it right now, it would be an hour, maybe an hour and a half.
Oh man. So yeah, it's
wait, at this point I think is when we say hashtag drop Coinbase.
Yeah, hashtag drop Coinbase and go to bitcoinwell.com, best place to build your automatic self-custody Bitcoin stack, right, Ben?
Yeah. So I'm also now partner with Bitcoin Well. Adam was Adam was one of the, so he's a buddy of mine. He lives close to me, And he was one of the first places I ever earned sats. He had a network of Bitcoin ATMs in my city. And I approached him. I'm like, hey, man, do you need any manual labor? And I was running around the city clearing cash out of ATMs and depositing into banks for him and doing all the and just helping him out because he's like 3 hours north of me. And so those are some of the first sats that I ever earned was from him and like kind of helped him, you know, build, well, not build things out, but like keep things running. And we've just been kind of friends ever since. So that's like 10 years of knowing each other.
That's absolutely crazy. Yes, 10 years, man, 10 years. And again, guys, Bitcoin Well is special because it's automatic self-custody. So you can't buy Bitcoin on Bitcoin Well unless you're going to take self-custody. And self-custody is the revolution. You don't want to have your Bitcoin custodied with a third party.
Let's bring up Lightning Goat. Sat, what's your thoughts on this? He's been using Lightning. He's done more for Lightning than Brian Armstrong. What's your thoughts on this news?
Well, you know, it kind of doesn't matter what Brian Armstrong does.
Ours.
He only makes the network stronger, right? There's a lot of examples of this, including even the shitcoinery itself. If you look at shitcoinery, it was actually kind of a good thing. Imagine for a moment a nature documentary with a herd of antelope or something out on the savannah, and the lions are sitting out there. Bitcoin is one of the antelopes, and all the other shit coins are all the antelopes. And all those other shit coins provided cover for Bitcoin to protect it from predators such as the SEC and all that kind of stuff, you know? So in this sense, the shitcoin phenomena was actually kind of a good thing. So in that case, Armstrong strengthened the network. I've been waiting for him to get on Lightning for a long time. You know, I used to use him because after Gox exploded, Coinbase was kind of like the only trustworthy exchange out there. And so when I first got into this whole space of stacking sats and all that kind of shit, I used Coinbase and stacked like a madman, you know, from the peak in 2014 down all the way to $160. And then, so it really helped me out. But nowadays, not so much. I run my own node. I write my own code. I do what I can to work for the Bitcoin network, you know. And I wouldn't tell anybody to go to Coinbase like I used to back in the day, right? When somebody was asking me about Bitcoins or this or that, I'd be like, go to Coinbase. It's an easy way to on-ramp. But not so much anymore. I think as time goes on, they'll just become irrelevant.
Yeah, I mean, I that's a interesting. Yeah, I mean, I hope so. I hope people adopt Bitcoin, you know, only on ramps like Bitcoin Well. I agree, but you know, the growth is absolutely insane, right? Like the amount of users that they picked up, like this graph is insane, like, right? Like it's just like literally escape velocity. And I think it has to do a lot also with the way that Coinbase, I used the wrong one, the way that Coinbase markets a lot of these, you know, shit coins. It's just, they kind of, if you look, it literally looks like a fucking casino. Like it has like little, like, you know, it's like little lights and, you know, like it's like incentivized for you to like, and it equates it, which is the worst part, I think, like the worst sin that Coinbase does is that it equates Bitcoin to like, I don't even keep up with shitcoin these days. What is it, Pepe? I don't even know. give me one. Doge. Okay. It like equates Bitcoin to like Doge and whatever on the list of things, you know? And I think that really confuses people like first getting into the space, and it hurts a lot of people. Like it wrecks people because they equate the two things, you know? So anyways, the largest shitcoin casino in the world just announced that they're integrating Lightning. I think this is a net positive for the space.
I think it's absolutely hilarious, in my opinion, that, you know, the Lex Luthor of this whole thing is going to, you know, do a tremendous amount for Bitcoin Lightning Network adoption. I see Opti has something pulled up. I don't know if you want
For the next part.
Okay. Guys, stick around for the culture segment. We're going to talk to Sat about what he's working on. Also, we're going to talk to Ben, too, about, you know, what's going on at the halving party. And just there's a lot more events for today. So let's do it. Here we go. Let's check out the culture. But before we check out the culture, I do want to give a very special shout out to our sponsor. You got to stack friends who stack sats. And of course, I am talking about the Orange Pill app. Bitcoiners are going to be some of the most influential people in the world, some of those powerful people in the world. And it's probably a good idea to, you know, what they say, stack friends who stack sats, build that Bitcoin network. This is the Bitcoin social layer. And it's also the number one app to create Bitcoin only events. And they have this really interesting filtration system. So if you go on the Orange Pill app, they have this filtration system to make sure that there's no shitcoiners on the app, right? It's literally only Bitcoiners. They connect with you. I go out of my way to answer every single one of those messages. Ben and I are advisors. So definitely recommend going on the Orange Pill app. Also, there's a Simply Bitcoin group. You can join it, and I'm pretty active on there. You guys have any questions for me personally? If you guys want to drop any memes for Opti for Friday, for the Meme Review Fridays, which we're going to do tomorrow, just tag us on the Orange Pill app. So guys, download the Orange Pill app today. Again, it's a great way to connect with Bitcoiners in your area. You could scan the QR code or check the link in the video description. All right, everybody, let's get to the culture.
The Daily Culture.
All right, I want to give a shout out also to Kaboom Racks. Kaboom Racks is the most trusted place to buy, sell, and host mining equipment. What you could do to check out their Telegram marketplace, you could scan the QR code on your screen, or you could check the link in the video description. You can connect with a member of their sales team. They make purchasing their products easy and transparent, and you could also sell your mining equipment with them. Access their vast network of domestic and international customers when you sell your mining equipment with Kaboom Racks. What are you waiting for? Start your Bitcoin mining journey today. Visit Kaboom Racks. All right, Opti, it's all yours.
All right, let's go. Okay, so Sat, aka Lightning Goats, let's start with what is Lightning Goats, and then I'll pull up the YouTube and then we can try this live stress test.
Lightning Goats is a live streaming Bitcoin interactive goat feeder with a Nostr integration. It's a passion project of mine.
Wait, what?
I always wanted a way to find a way to work for the Bitcoin network, and I'm doing it. I'm not a super coder or anything like that. So
hold on a second. Do you just say we're going to be able to feed goats with Lightning?
Yes. Yes.
Holy shit.
Okay. All right. Let's do this.
In real awesome. Time.
Where did we find this guy?
All right. So what are we looking at right here, Sat? What is going on here? And then let's see if we can stress test this. I'll drop the link in the chat so people can get to it, but maybe I can full screen it and they can see.
Oh my God. This is fucking awesome.
All right, Sat, what are we looking at? What is this?
Those are the goats. Those are the Lightning Goats.
Literal goats.
Live with a little bit of lag, you know, just how a regular video broadcast is. The guy that you see out right there in the yard is Cosmo. There's four other goats positioned here and there. And people can scan the QR code. They can send Lightning payments to the herd at lightning-goats.com. Or they can zap on Nostr, and it triggers messages and all that kind of stuff. The progress bar that you see on the bottom there, when people contribute sats, the progress bar increases. When it reaches 100%, it triggers the goat feeder there, and it's actually pretty exciting. I'll send over 1,000 sats.
I got it. I'm doing it right now. I am. this is blowing my mind. I did not know I was going to do this today, and I'm having a lot of fun. This is fucking awesome. Holy shit.
See, you guys blew me off for fucking months. Look at what you missed.
Oh, look, one sat to go. Oh my God.
What is going on? Holy shit.
That's good. Dude, they know. They're Pavlovian goats over here.
Okay, I'm doing that again.
I want to do it.
Okay, here's another one.
Okay. Oh, wow, hold on. How quickly did they get
Another thing that's pretty cool about this is people can join the cyber herd on Oster. And what this is anyone who likes or reposts the note with a limit of up to 10 people gets added to the cyber herd. And it's a lightning prism. So when the feeder gets triggered, people that are in the cyber herd get sats sent back to them as well. So you feed the goats in the real world, and you also feed the Noster goats out there. And I'd like to give a shout out to a couple other somewhat related projects, or at least one related project, specifically a guy named Rex Damascus and his Inkwatt project. Rex has been a great supporter from the very beginning. We've been at this, I don't know, about 8 months or so. I won't throw out actual numbers, but the goats now have more sats than your average human being would if you divide that 21 million by the population of the earth, right? So someday all these goats are going to be, you know, kicking butt. Holy cow, you guys are really making it go nuts.
Yeah, they're definitely overfeeding the goats now. Were they starving before the show?
What's that?
I said, were the goats starving before the show? Or are they, they only eat because they get triggered and you guys pay them on lightning?
They get lots of food throughout the day. They go out and forage twice a day, right around 12 and around 6 o'clock at night. That's where they get about 90% of their food. We give them a little bit of supplemental hay. And then of course the treats, the goats love the treats. Now this whole thing was kind of like how do I solve a bunch of different problems at once, right? I wanted to do something for the goats because I really like my goats. And I wanted to, literally, I wanted to say, hey, I work for Bitcoin, right? Not the thing of I'm earning Bitcoin, but I work for the Bitcoin network. And this is how I did it, you know. I also wanted to do something that kind of cross-promotes Noster and helps people when they onboard on Noster find uses for the Lightning Network. It's kind of cool in the sense that it's an energetic circle of life, right? People go out there and they work, they earn sats, they send the sats to the goats where they re-enter the real world again as goat granola and Timothy hay pellets and all that kind of stuff. It's a part of the Orange Standard or Bitcoin Standard lifestyle, right?
I dropped out
in 2017, and this is how I spend my time now. Thank you, Bitcoin, for making my life awesome.
Love it, Chad. Same. So, I got a question. Go.
Okay, so for anyone who doesn't understand what is happening for your audio listeners, okay. All right. So this guy, Sat, he's the fucking man, all right? And he built an automatic, like, goat feeder. When you stream it sats, it drops goat feed and the fucking goats go ham and they attack the goat feeder. And there's a live stream camera and we're watching this right now.
Yeah, go to Lightning Goats on Twitter or YouTube, sorry.
I've at least sent 10,000 sats by Twitter. Now.
Search Lightning Goats on YouTube and you can see the live stream. But Sat, I do have more of a technical question. How did you actually set this up? Like what are you using to like trigger this, and what Lightning platform are you using?
I run an LND node. It's in Sweden. And that node also has a WireGuard connection on it that hooks to a little Raspberry Pi in my house. that runs a home automation system, OpenHAB, and that triggers the feeder, right? And it, there's also Noster integration. There's a lot of pieces. You know, I've been thinking, guys, I could set something up for you that's very similar. What you see on there, you know, the QR code and the scrolling text, that's just an overlay in OBStudio. It's a HTML file that interacts with an Ellen Bits install that I have. And the Ellen Bits install takes care of doing a lot of the back end lightning stuff. But what it does is it allows you to accept lightning payments in real time on your live stream. So if you ever want me to code for Simply Bitcoin, I'd be happy to do it.
Love it. Yeah, I'll get in touch with you because I've been trying to do the QR code, this is but my show didn't today. Work.
Okay. Okay. Holy shit. This is fucking awesome. I just got to say that. This is extremely impressive. This is awesome. And would you be open to making like an Opti taco feeder?
You know, you guys got to take it easy on Opti.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. Dude, holy you know, shit.
The Opti taco feeder is actually Christine Lagarde, right?
Oh man, this is epic. This is awesome. Wait, Ben, would you be open to
doing a
lab tutorial maybe?
Yeah. I think it's like here's how to trigger Christine Lagarde to feed Opti tacos. And perhaps we could also have a head and shoulders dispenser as well.
Yeah.
Oh man. You know, I never knew if Opti liked to eat tacos because he said he didn't like pubes on his face, right? But then it was like, well, Christine must be. She must have gone full Brazilian.
TMI lasers. You guys know lasers.
Dude, I fucking love Bitcoiners, man. This is sad. I'm not just saying this. This is like, okay, so we had one stream where we had a guy pick up a chicken, okay? And that was like a highlight for me. You just fucking one up the fuck out of that guy. And you're literally one of my favorite guests of the year. This is absolutely incredible what you've done. And this is so fucking cool. And those must be some really fucking happy goats. So they're very lucky to have you.
All right, Nico, do one more before we wrap this show up. Or someone hit the QR code real quick. Let's feed them one more time.
All right, here we go. Let's send those goats some food. Here we go. Hi, we're feeding goats.
And Sessions, while I have you here, I want to get on your why are we bullish show.
If we can do live goat feeding, it's say no more. It's already why are we bullish in goats? It's happening. So yeah, we'll do it. We'll do it. Let's you guys link me up and we'll yeah, I think it'll be every time we switch guests, we have to feed the goats. That's how we That's how we do it. Yeah.
Love it. All right. So Seth, do you know your Noster NPub? Because people want to find you on Noster. Do you memorize this or how can they find you on Noster?
Just do a search, man. It's the internet, you know. You'll find me on Noster. Search for lightning goats. Not too hard to find. Noster is an awesome echo chamber, right?
Goats on Simply Bitcoin right now.
Yeah, I don't know my fucking NPub.
I know. I'm just trolling. I asked that to everyone. But yeah, guys, so if you want to find him, he's on Noster. He's not on Twitter, but you can find him on YouTube. Just search Lightning Goats. He's got a live stream. This live stream is 24 hours, right?
No. This only runs during daylight hours.
Okay.
We live off grid. We're completely solar for everything. And so I have to wait until the batteries are charged enough in the morning And once they are, I turn on the goat feeder and stream and all that kind of stuff.
Can I just say that I love the effort you put into creating a literal logo that is a goat that is flanked by a Bitcoin bee. So it's lightning goats. You do have a Nippo 5, which is herd at lightning-goats.com. Is that you? It must be.
Yeah.
Unless there's another lightning goat feeder on Noster, it's clearly you.
Clearly me.
I got you.
We also host all that stuff ourselves too. Me and the herd, you know, the goat herd. we do all our Nippo 5 stuff, LUD 16 stuff.
Nice.
If you want a Lightning Goats vanity address, go to lnb.bolverker.com, BOLVERKER.com. You can find on there where to get yourself a NIP 5 verified and all that kind of stuff.
You know what? I would be fully down if the prevalent Nippo 5 implementation, if most people had a Lightning Goats, if all the Noster users were like BTC sessions at lightninggoats.com. I would love to see that to become a prevalent Nippo 5 to be used.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Awesome, Sat. This is awesome. Everyone in the chat's going, there's so many possibilities for this. So what? You can basically just use Ellen Bits and MacGyver your own kind of setup with this. The possibilities are endless.
You have to have some coding skills. The secret sauce to my project at this moment is actually artificial intelligence, right? I know how to leverage GPT or Claude or whoever these AIs are to help me write the code. Because I mentioned before, I'm a programmer, but I'm not a great programmer or anything like that. So the AI really helps me.
What do you mean you're not a great fucking programmer, dude? This is insane. This is fucking crazy. This is the coolest shit I've ever seen, bro. They can't even fucking figure out how to build lightning on
Coinbase.
And they're fucking doing an automated goat feeder with lightning. This is the fucking coolest shit I've ever seen.
Yeah, Armstrong is only making excuses, right? I'm just some dude that lives out in the mountains, and I did this.
Armstrong wishes he could feed goats with lightning.
does, man.
Yeah.
and Elon Musk wishes he could host my stuff, but his platform sucks for this kind of thing, How the hell am I going to get any kind of reach or viewers on Twitter? Literally, how am I going to set up an in-pub for each goat? I can't do that on Twitter. Am I going to Noster blue check every fucking goat? No, it ain't happening, man. Even if I did that, X or Twitter or Musk or any of those guys are probably going to want a cut of my sats, and these are mine.
Elizabeth Warren right now is pining at the gills to KYC these goats.
Yeah, they do look like shadowy super goats, I gotta say.
If anybody out there is a super fan or just a real hardcore Bitcoiner, if you come through my area or you think you may be coming through my area in the future, you can come meet the goats. The only caveat being is you have to be a true Bitcoiner to come here, and that's it. If you're a true Bitcoiner, I'd be more than happy to show you around. We live on 40 acres in an Earthship. It's a passively heated solar home. Freaking awesome, and we got the goats. So feel free to hit me up if you're ever, we'll just give a general geographic location. If you're ever in Colorado,
Love it, Sat. Yeah, guys, connect with Sat on Noster. This guy on Twitter, Big Duck Energy. This channel is changing lives one goat at a time. Oh man, yeah. How do we follow up, Sat, with the next guest? Oh man, amazing. All right, Sat. Well, we're running close to the end of the hour here. What's the last message you want to leave with the audience before we wrap this one up?
make sure to lengthen your time horizon as far out as you can. And, you know, ask not what Bitcoin can do for you, right? Figure out ways that you can enhance the network, whether it's making a goofy goat feeder or a Simply Bitcoin show or whatever it is. Center your life around strengthening the thing that is going to help humanity.
Love it. Love it. Couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more. Absolutely love it. What a great show. All right, Nico. I think we're getting to the top of the hour. I see he's doing some other work over here. We're getting to the top of the hour.
We got a pretty large donation, so I'm kind of figuring out what the
fuck. Oh, let's go.
Thank you for the 9 million Satoshis. Appreciate
it. Wow, amazing.
Yeah, so I'm kind of, yeah. Anyways, holy shit, the fucking goats and this and the having party. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to Simply Bitcoin Live. If you enjoyed the show, you know what to do. Smash the like button. Consider subscribing if you feel like we provided you value. Check out Lightning Goats. It's absolutely badass, to say the least. Really, really appreciate Sat for coming on the show. Definitely have to bring him on the show again. Hopefully he goes on Ben's show and do some live goat feeding with the tutorial.
There will be goats.
There will be goats, to say the least. Also want to give a shout out for Ben. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we'll be around at the having party, guys. Love you all. Thank you guys for tuning in to Simply Bitcoin. And we'll see you tomorrow for another episode. See you guys later. Peace out.
It was brought to you by BitcoinWell.com, a Bitcoin-only platform on a mission to enable financial independence.